Hi, this is the HPJ podcast. I'm Helen.
I'm Paige.
I'm Julia.
And today we're going to be talking to you about ways to improve the education system in three different countries. Those countries will be China, Morocco, and the United States. So in the last podcast, we spoke about student outcomes in the education systems of China, Morocco, and the United States. To summarize, China students didn't have the same opportunity. Well, rural Chinese students didn't have the same opportunity as, I would say, urban area Chinese students. In Morocco, the majority of students didn't complete secondary school. And in the United States, most students either drop out, go to school, don't finish, and go to jail. Okay? So, starting with China, the Chinese government is going to focus on preparing students for real life situations instead of having them memorize math problems, English, Chinese, because they do learn Chinese, and science equations. They're going to be focusing and preparing students for real life situations. One standardized test for China was the Gaokao. The Gaokao is basically like the STAR in Texas, but it's more rigorous. So the Chinese government is going to start leaning away from that. According to the Times Higher Education, the Chinese Deputy Director General of Basic Education, Wang Dinghua, put the issue in perspective when he stated, "We need to shift from a nation with large human resources to a nation with strong human resources." So that is how the Chinese education system will change. Hopefully, we will see a change in the near future. Going on with the U.S.,
with the U.S., there are five proposed courses of action to improve the overall student outcome and school system. However, none of these proposed course of action have been implemented yet. The first one, according to the School of Education, is to acknowledge and address overcrowding in schools. The second one, to make funding in schools a priority, since underfunded high schools are a big issue with student outcome. The third, address the school-to-prison pipeline and how a majority of students in poorer school districts end up engaging in criminal activity. Four, raise standards for teachers, so raise their income and get better prepared teachers for the job. And finally, the fifth, put classroom running and curriculum building decisions in the hands of the community. So instead of having policymakers create the curriculum for students, the proposed idea is to give the community the opportunity to engage and give their opinion on what students should be learning. Moving on to Morocco.
According to an article called Improving Secondary Education in Morocco from the Ground Up, which was written by the Morocco Employability and Land Compact, otherwise known as MCC, the Moroccan government is addressing the challenges that are faced in the school system with an innovative and scalable new model for secondary education that's being introduced to approximately 100 schools throughout the country. The issue that they're trying to address is the employability within Morocco. So students aren't being able to get jobs because the companies would like more, not aggressive, but more they would like to have employers who or employees who are more competitive. So, seeing as they want competitive employees, they are not willing to accept and hire the employees who are not competitive. So, Morocco is trying to identify this crisis through the school system and make the students more employable by making them more competitive candidates. They are doing this through infrastructure and equipment improvements, training teachers to use better methods, and greater local control over budget decisions.
So to summarize, China will be teaching students about real world problems. The U.S.
will be improving the school system as a whole with budgeting and teaching.
And Morocco will
be making better infrastructure and equipment, training teachers to use better methods, and having greater local control over the budget decisions.
Once again, you are listening to the HPJ podcast. I'm Helen.
I'm Paige.
And I'm Julia.
Thank you. Have a nice night.